We are up to Simon Reish Chav Zion Siv Beis, and we'll be going through Reish Chav Ches Siv Gimel. So we're in the middle of the bracha that one says in thunder and lightning. So long as the sky didn't clear up, you make one bracha and that covers all the thunder and lightning. You see that day. The Loshnir's Nispazu Ananim, the Mishtabur explains, it means that the sky became totally clear. But let's say the clouds got moved a little bit here and there, that is no proof to anything. The Yerushalmi says that on another day, even if it's the same storm that continued into the next day, you would make another bracha. Nispazu bein barak lebarak vein ram laram, tzarech la'afsul lebarak. What happens if the sky cleared up and then it started to rain again and you get more thunder and lightning, you'd make new brachas. Siv gimel ayosha bebeis hakisei, v'shama kol ram o ro barak, im yachal lotzeis o lebarak tok kedei dibur, yeitzei v'im lav lo yeitzei. Tokadei Dibur is the Zman for making the bracha on thunder and lightning. So based on this, what happens if you saw lightning and waited more than Tokadei Dibur? You can't make the bracha anymore. So let's say someone finds himself in the washroom. Only if he could jump out of there and make the bracha, only then, within Tokadei Dibur, he could do this. Now, there are several practical questions. First of all, if a person has to use the washroom, so if he still has to use the washroom, the shaila is it mutter for him to jump out and make the bracha and then go back, or must he completely relieve himself before he makes a bracha? So the Mishnah Berurah wants to say that some hold that so long as it's not that he's restraining himself in a way that there's a balta shaktsu, but it's just that he knows that he could use the washroom, the halacha is that for the sake of not losing the bracha, he's allowed to make the bracha. Some are machmir. The Mishnah Berurah says that in a case where there's going to be more thunder and lightning, you're better off not making the bracha right away. Now, the other question is one's hands have to be clean. So first of all, it means that his hands didn't touch anything that would make them filthy. But even so, when you leave a beis hakisei kavua, you have to wash your hands. The teretz is that they were makel that you should be allowed to say the bracha on thunder and lightning in order that you say the bracha on thunder and lightning. Chazal said that you can do away with the netilas yadayim of the ruach ra of a beis kisei kavua, and then afterwards you'll be able to wash. Further, simin reish chavches al yamim unaharis harim ugvos umidbarius. On the oceans, on the rivers, on the mountains, on the valleys, and on the deserts, Omer Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, Osei Maaseh Bereishis. Why is that? Because these are left from Sheishis and Bereishis as a way of reminding us what Hashem put into the Bria. The Al Hayom HaGadol, also on the Yom HaGadol, V'hu Hayom She'ovrim Bo L'Eretz Yisrael L'Mitzrayim, Omer Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, Osei Hayom HaGadol. Now what's that? This sounds like he's saying the Mediterranean. The Mishnah Berurah, however, brings down a daya that it is not the Mediterranean, but it's only the ocean. But on the Mediterranean, you can't make the bracha. Now, as far as the nusach, it says here, Osa Yama Gadol. Mishnah Berurah brings the many poskim say Sha'osa that it's Lashon Avar, and he says that you could be Yotza with Osa Maisa Bereishis. So, Lamaisa, you're better off saying an Osa Maisa Bereishis on the Yama Gadol, since it's a suffix, if they made Shasi Asa Yama Gadol for the Mediterranean. The halacha is that if you did not see the ocean within 30 days, then you can go and make a new bracha after 30 days. Sibbeis lo akol anaharis mevarach, not on all the rivers do you make a bracha, el arba anaharis, dechsivi bikra, only the four rivers that are in the pasuk, kagon, kamo, secondly, it has to be a place where it's in its original form. It wasn't moved by people. Now, Lamaisa, the Mishnah Berurah says that the Mechaber is Lav Davka. He doesn't mean just these four rivers. He means it's got to be a river that's as large as these four rivers that are mentioned in the Pasuk. Further, It's got to be mountains that are meshunev. They are totally different. They are especially high. Such mountains you would make the bracha on, not on regular hills.